rockin'. Took a little while, we finally got to get a groove on. River no weapon, you giving them air, they just kind of flipped us. Then a little time we got some kind of been asked if it was Chris was running. We can laugh about it now. We can laugh about it now. Oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We got from parts of South America. Took a little longer with Tin and the Skins in Zimbabwe. Real Low Boys Network, yeah. Got my television over that hardcore nation. Over the Buffalo and all the little guys in the town and Rebo. Joe got caught up, bought up, bought with seven signs of opium. Come here! Gonna sing for Harbor. The rest of bears. Oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Got that crib in the oxygen and bought a helicopter. Give it a little bit to the sound man, so he can rock the set of yeah. Lost in the primary, you still love him. Got a little bit of junior company from Canada. You're running the ground by twist, but give me the thyroid songs. Alcohol parties on his job, and American abroad. His girlfriend's gonna be a very good year. A very, very good. Now I know y'all are packed in like the proverbial sardines. It's kind of hard to get your groove on down there. But there's a lot more room up here on stage. So we got any pips in the house? We got any pips? We got any middle-aged black men in satin suits? No. Maybe there's one of you, but we don't have a full set. The most I've ever seen at a punk rock show is two. There was two middle-aged black men in satin suits at the Locust Show in D.C. a couple of months ago. You know how those R&B backup singers go for the gravity chaos punk. So, we could use some pips. And even if they're not middle-aged black men in satin suits, even if they're hopelessly unrhythmic indie rock boys in T-shirts that say, I've been listening to a lot of Sebado, that's all right. There is a middle-aged black man in satin suits somewhere within. Let's find it. This is called the Ice of Boston.